Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. Hey, welcome back for episode 10. Can't believe I finally made it to this point. I am ecstatic. I really honestly never thought I would get past episode 2 or 3 just because I start to get lazy and don't want to do things sometimes. So I'm really proud of me for getting to episode 10. That being said, today I want to talk about something that I think is going to be very, very valuable, if not challenging for some of you. I know I don't usually get very spiritual on here. I try to avoid that topic kind of almost like the plague, just because there's too many different concepts. There's too many different people who might get offended, hurt, upset, whatever. And I try not to do that, but I think today is going to be different. Today's going to be a special episode. We are in episode 10, so I think it's something a little different today. I don't know if you've read it. If you haven't read it, look for it. I'm going to put a link up for it. But there's this short story called The Egg by Andy Weiner. He's the guy that wrote The Martian and a couple others. I found this purely by accident. Actually, my wife found it, and she made me read it. And I don't know if she was quite expecting the reaction that I gave her, but for about 2 weeks, it sort of encompassed my whole life. It's all I thought about. The story, if you haven't read it, it's basically this guy who dies, and he winds up going to heaven, and he meets God. And God sort of is talking to him, and he starts asking God questions. Not going to give you the whole story. Go read it. It's really, really worth it. Basically, though, it boils down to this guy finds out from God that he has lived many, many lifetimes. In fact, everybody who is alive and whoever will be alive and whoever has been alive is actually him. I know it's kind of an odd idea. For those of you that don't know, I happen to abide by the Buddhist philosophy. And in Buddhism, there is rebirth, but there's also this idea of non-self. Right? And basically what that means is there is no self. The self is made up of all of the different parts of everything. Everything is connected to everything else. Everybody is connected to everybody else. And this idea became very, very overwhelming for me for a minute, because it was almost comforting but scary at the same time. Because what that means is if you're everybody and everybody is you, that means you've been Jesus, you've been Muhammad, you've been Moses, you've been Martin Luther King, right? You've been Charles Manson, you've been, right? Everybody, Adolf Hitler, all of those people are you, and you are all of those people. And for some people, for me, that was kind of scary and but great, right? Because as I'm driving home one day, a couple days after reading this story, it hit me. I was coming home from work, and this idea kept playing over and over and over in my head of, if I am everybody and everybody is me, then when I get mad at somebody or something, if somebody's driving down the road and just so happens somebody cut me off on the way home from work, and for a minute, I started to get angry, and then it clicked. I stopped, and I, well, no, why would I be getting mad at this person? This person is me, and I am this person. So there's all I'd be doing is hurting myself, essentially, right? And then it went further than that. My brain kept going down the rabbit hole. I wanted to for years. I had this dream of being a musician, being a rock star, getting up on stage, playing for millions of people. I tried for probably 10 years or more, from the time I was 16 or so, to make it in music. It never happened for me. No big deal. But then while I was listening to the radio, my favorite band ever came on. It was Metallica. And then my thoughts went to this story again of, well, if I am everybody and everybody is me, then I have been a rock star. I've been every rock star that's ever lived. And it was comforting. It was amazing. Right. And I tell you guys that because the more we use this idea, the more we realize that we are connected to everybody else and everybody else is connected to us, the harder it is to get angry, the less we value that anger, because all you're doing essentially is harming yourself. You're hurting you in more ways than one, right? Because if you are that person and that person is you, then when you get angry, you are inherently hurting you. But even indirectly, right? If you get angry at that person, all of the side effects that go along, the health consequences that go along with anger, right? The increased blood pressure, the whatever, right? The sweating, all of those health problems that come with anger are also harming you. So it's very valuable to take this idea of non-self and apply it to anger management, because if you can do that, now we're seeing that my anger is harming myself in more ways than one. And I think that's incredibly valuable. So I found a quote that I really, really love. And if you haven't read any of his stuff, there's so many good books by Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a Zen Buddhist monk. Great, great author, great books. But one of the quotes I've found by him says, "True self is non-self, the awareness that the self is made of only non-self elements. There's no separation between self and other, and everything is interconnected." To me, that's so true, because the more I think about this idea, the more I realize I'm made up of so many non-self elements, right? I'm made up of all the sunlight, the dirt, the cow, right? The grass that the cow eats. Everything, the air and the atmosphere, right? All of these things make me up, and all of these things make up everybody else. So we are all connected. We are all interconnected. We are all one. So to be angry at one is to be angry at all, is to be angry at myself, is to be violent to myself, to lose self-compassion. And self-compassion and compassion in general is so important if we're ever going to overcome this desire of anger. Right. If we're ever to overcome this need to be right, this need to be violent, this need to be aggressive, if we're ever to overcome that, we have to connect with our compassion. And the only way to connect with that compassion, for me anyway, was to realize that I am connected to everybody else and everybody else is connected to me. I'm sorry if that was too deep and too spiritual for you guys. If you have any questions, please go to my website, go to this podcast. There'll be a link down there. Leave me a comment. Leave me a question. Leave me, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard, right? I don't care. Just interact with me on this one. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. And thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you again next week. If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.